10 weeks ago today, about 200 members of the American Indian Movement and their sympathizers marched into Wounded Knee. That began a siege. Most people thought that would be over in a few days. Now, 70 days later, it is over. There had been agreements made before. In fact, on April 5th, it looked like a settlement was at hand. But the AIM people balked at the last minute. And when another agreement was announced last weekend, many were skeptical. But this time it stuck. In fact, the Indians gave up a day earlier than they said they would. There was no mystery about why they did. The government was finally getting tough.
The environment down in Wounded Knee has changed substantially in the last 3 weeks. We've made a concerted effort to really isolate the community down there from the outside world.
I think that one additional factor that's occurred since the April 5th agreement in the last 2 weeks, of course, it had a lasting effect on those remaining occupants were the two deaths as a result of the firefight.
The agreement called for all those in Wounded Knee to disarm, then come out today through federal roadblocks. The Justice Department kept reporters more than half a mile from the village, so it was difficult to really show any of those who came out. Ironically, the leaders of AIM were already out by this morning. They had sneaked out or given themselves up earlier. No filming was allowed of all the weapons turned in. The Justice Department said most of the guns were junk anyway. None of the high-powered or automatic weapons spotted in previous weeks showed up. All told, about 120 people came out of Wounded Knee today. Then federal marshals moved in from the ground and from the air to make a clean sweep of the town. Permanent residents who have been on the outside these past 2 months will be allowed to move back into their homes tomorrow. Those homes are in pretty bad shape, so is the village. But the shooting has finally stopped, and it will be the first quiet night here in quite some time.